Okay, today's daf Ayin Beis. We are on Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph. We are by the last Mishnah. Well, it's not the last Mishnah of Shas. It's the last Mishnah of Talmud Bavli. Right?
Recording it?
Yes. So here we go. Haroeh. Okay, now we've learned this many times before that a woman has an 11-day cycle and then a 7-day cycle. During the 11-day cycle, if she sees Dam one day, she has to count one clean day. Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. If she sees during the 7 days, it makes no difference. What happens if a woman sees on day 11? So is there Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom on day 12? There is no day 12. So what do you do with a woman like that? That's the Mishnah talking about. Haroeh Yom Achar Osar. If a woman sees on day 11, as Rashi points out, Shehi Sof Yimei Zof. It's the last day. V'ein Yom Shel Achav Mitzdarav Imol Ziva. There's no other day to combine. And this can never turn into a Zava Gedola. It can never turn into two. What do you do here? So, v'tavla la'erev, she went to the mikveh that night, v'shimsha, and she was with her husband. So, b'shamay omrim, metam and mishka v'moshe v'chayav and karbon. That's an avera. First of all, anything she touches, she's metame. Going to the mikveh was an irrelevancy. And she's chayav and karbon. Why? Because she never had a shomeres yom. U'beis hilal omrim, peturin mina karbon. There is no carbon. Says Rashi, Delo boy shimur. Beis Hillel is very makel. There is no such thing as a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom on day 11. No such thing. Therefore, lo boy shimur. Beis Hillel does say, Avol, as Rashi points out, Avol l'inyan tuma modu midrabana lahachmir. He does agree, calls him the Rabbanan. He does agree with Beis Shammai, midrabanan there is such a thing as tuma. Okay? What? She saw on day 11. Of her Yumei Nida, of Yumei Ziva, day 11. So normally a rule, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. But the Shomeres Yom day would be day 12. There is no day 12.
You fall off the end of the table.
Well, just start over again.
So start over again what? You don't start over again Yumei Ziva. There has to be Yumei Nida in between.
Doesn't matter. 7-11.
So she saw on day 11. Normally she would have to wait.
That's why they call it 7-11.
Yeah. So Rashi says, Avalinyan Tuma, Gzeira Yom Yud Aleph, Atu Toch Yud Aleph. The Gzeira is day 11, Atu day 6. So for Tuma, right, Rashi says, the Matami Bola Midaraisa, Ajatis Bar Ksas Yom Acharas, you have to wait a little bit on day 6. Day 6, she can't be with, she sees a Re'i on day 6, she has to count day 7. Right, and then she can be with her husband. Says Beis Hillel, I let her be with the husband. However, since also on day 6, she'd be tum, anything such as tumay, I held the same midraban and the same issue of tuma on day 11, on the day 12. But there's no issue of being, there's no shomeres yom otherwise. Tavla biyom shel acharav. What if she went to the mikvah the day afterwards, right? In other words, she counted day 12. She did hold Shomeres Yom, like Bishamai wants you to do. Not the whole day, though. Tavla biyo. 10 o'clock in the morning, she went to the mikvah. Vishimsha as Beitha, and then she was with her husband. So one of the Achmonim points out, why did they say Vishimsha as Beitha? Because to let you know that the closer you are to the vest, that's the more chance you have of having a child.
So Vashimsha is Beitha. Now you're building a family.
So you did that. Vashimsha is Beitha. V'yachar kach rasa. And now you saw again. Beishamei omrim. Metamei mishkov u'moshav. Everything's touching is still tamei. However, upatur men a carbon. You put it from a carbon. Why you put it from a carbon? Because you did hold Shomeres Yom. And then we have a rule of mitzvah yom kikulo. Now, normally we say we don't allow you to have relations during the day. Because if you're going to see, going to uproot everything. You're going to go back to zero. Right? It's going to uproot and then you will boil a zava, a katana, problems. But here, it's only day 12 anyway. Even Beishamai is megal when it comes to that. But with Hill Omer, Harezeh Gargaron. You know what that is? Rashi says, Memaher Lachato. You're very quick to sin. Why? Because you should have waited. Shema Yargal Bekach Betoch Yudalef. You might come to do this during the 11 also. In other words, let's say she sees on day 6. So she has to wait day 7, the whole day. So she won't eat them. Now she's allowed to go to the mikveh during the day.
There's no
tumah.
Huh? We're not talking about tumah. We're talking about the husband. Right, there's no tumah. There's no tumah. Umodim, and they agree, Beroe betoch yud aleph, that if it's ever happened during the 11 days, v'tavlo la'erev, she went to the mikveh at night, v'shimsha, and then she was with her husband, shematam mishkov zmoche v'chiyav makarban. That she would, why? It's called she was a zava kitana, had relations with her husband without a shemer ziyom. That's not right. Tavlo biyom shal acharav v'shimsha. If she went to the mikvah during the day on day 7, right? Harayz et tarbas ra. That's a bad move. Why is it a bad move? What's the difference between tarbas ra and gargaron? Might not be a difference. That's a bad move. Why is it a bad move? Because he's supposed to wait till the end of the day. Magan ubilasan tuluyin. Anything she touches, and her husband, and are hanging. Rashi says, "Sheim tireh." If she sees dam on the day 7, what happened? Day 6, she saw. She shemeres yom. Day 7, she goes to the mikvah, and then she spends. Then she comes back and she's with her husband at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So what's the story? You have to wait. If the day goes by and no briyah, okay, she lucked out. And if the day goes by and there was a briyah. Then they just didn't pick up Eva. So wait and see. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. V'shavin, they both agree that B'toveles Laila L'zava She'ena Tvila. They both agree that being Tovel at night, the night of Azava Kitana, not on day 11, on day 6. Right? Going to the mikvah, she sees Dan during day 6. Day 6, she becomes Zava Katana. That night, she goes to the mikvah. They both agree that that's out of Tevila. Why is it out of Tevila? There was no Shemeres Yom. They both agree to that. That makes, right? That's easy. Rashi says, Afalpi Shechalukin Beit Hillel. Even though Beit Hillel disagree, Beroa Yom Yud Aleph V'tovlo L'Erev Shepetur Min HaKarban. On the night of Yud Aleph, she sees on the Yud Aleph. That night she goes to the mikvah. There's a machlokas about that. Bishamai says it's a carbon. Bishamai says no carbon. Hasam, Bishum de Yom Yudalef, lo boy shimur. Because day 11 doesn't require shimur. Hilkach lav zavahav. She's not a zava. Avol zava ketana shal toch Yudalef yom boy shimur. Of course that requires a shimur. Dein tevilas laila ole ad shetishmur yom hamacharas kitzas v'titfal. It doesn't count. No one disputes that. We had a 70 blot about that. Right? No one argues on that. Not Beithil, not Beishamai. Vishavin, and they both agree. Viroa Besoch Yom, if she saw on day 6 or any other day during the 11, Vitavlo La'erev, and she went to the mikveh at night, Vishimsha, and she was with her husband, Shematam and Mishka V'moshe V'chayav and B'karban. Again, nobody agrees to that. Lo Nechleku, the only machlokas is Ella biyom yud alef yom on day 11. Shabbat Shammai Omri Metam Mishkav Moshe V'chayav Mekarbon. Or Beitel B'tur Mekarbon. Okay, good. Now here we go. The argument back and forth. Omru lahen Beit Shammai le Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai says to Beit Hillel, Maishna yom yud alef mitoch yom mitoch yud alef. What's the difference between day 11 and day 6? What's the difference? Says Beit Shammai, because coming to Beit Shammai, there is no difference. What's the difference? Im shivalo l'tuma, if they're the same regarding tuma, and by the way, Beit Hillel, you agree they're the same regarding tuma, although one's d'oraisa, one's d'rabbanan. You agree to that, lo yishvalo l'karbon, so shouldn't there be a carbon also? How come on day 11 you saw mekel? Amru lehem Beit Hillel l'Beit Shammai, so Beit Hillel turned back to Beit Shammai, lo, im amarta betoch yud aleph yom. You know why day 6 or day 7 or day 3 is different? Shekein yom shala acharav mitzdarev imo leziva. Because the day afterwards can be mitzdarev to make a zava. On Amud Beis, we're going to have a machlokas between Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. What about day 10 now? Maybe day 10 also there's no shemeres yom. Because all it can lead to is day 11. Still only 2 days. We're going to have that on Amud Beis. Based on this statement of Hillel right here. Beis Hillel right here. Right? The reason I'm making on day 11 is because there's something afterwards. Tomru biyom yud alef. Yom shel achav mitzdarif imol ziva. On day 11, there's no days afterwards to
combined. They don't have it. Like we said before, Stewie, after day 11, there's no such thing as day 12. So it's a machlokas, what happens? Either, according to the Rambam, it immediately starts day 1 of Nida. Immediately. And according to everybody else, nothing happens until she sees Dam. Then she becomes a Nida. A week goes by, nothing happens, which is most women. Most women don't have a 7-11 cycle. They don't.
That's right.
So the Rambam says it doesn't matter. 7-11 the rest of her life. The minute she's born, or the minute she turns 12, whatever it is, most don't hold like that. Almost no one holds like that. A lot of ink has been spilled explaining the Rambam Shita. Everyone holds the other way. No, you're a Zava, or Nidav comes first. Then nothing happens to you. Then you become a Zava when you see, that's 11 days. Then again, nothing goes on till you see Dam again. Then you're a Nida. And that's how the cycle works. But there's no such thing as day 12. So Amrulahen Beishamai. So Beishamai said, Hishvu mitosechem. You should, Beis Hillel, you're not being consistent. You should be consistent. Im Shivalo Latuma. If there's such a thing as Tuma, right? And Beis Hillel, you agree that whether you're with your husband on day 11, right? Or if you agree, Beis Hillel, that if a woman is with her husband on day 6 or 7, not counting Shomeris, not holding from Shomeris Yom, ignoring Shomeris Yom, or day 11 at night, right? Day 11 is a Monday. So Monday night, not ignoring Shomeris Yom, according to Beis Hillel, yet there's Tuma in both cases. So Yishvel Ola Carbon. Then why aren't you consistent by a carbon? V'imlo Yishvel Ola Carbon, well, Yishvel Ola Tuma. So here Beis Hillel, you're not being consistent. Amru Lehem Beis Hillel, nah. Im heviyana de tuma lahachmir. I'm being machmir by tuma. I'm saying, I'm not sure about, what's the story with day 11? So I'm not really sure, says Beis Hillel. What's the story? Is there a Shomeris Yom on day 12? There's no such thing as day 12. So I'm not going to require, so to make tuma, what's the downside? Whatever you touch, it's take the mikvah. There's no downside. But lo niviyelu de carbon lahakil, I'm not going to allow a chulin to be brought in that zara. There's a suffix over here. I'm not going to allow that. Right? I'm not going to allow that. The ode also says, Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, Midivrechem, from you, Atanoshkin, you should ask on yourself, Sha'atem Omrim Tavla Yom Shalachrav Vishimsha, you hold, Beis Shammai, that if she went to the mikvah the day afterwards, Vishimsha, in other words, on day 7, she went, she shmeres Yom day 6. Day 7, she shmeres Yom day 6. Day 7, she wakes up in the morning, she goes to the mikvah, which she's allowed to do. She comes home, she's with her husband, and that she shouldn't have done. She should have waited the whole day. Right? The achakach rasa, and after that she sees Dam. That's a big mistake. Metame mishka v'moshav, upetur ben hakarbon. You held, she's pata from a carbon. I'm sorry. That's on day 12, he held, she's pata from a carbon. If that happened on day 12, only on day 12 that happened, she's pata from a carbon, according to Beis Shammai. Had that been day 7, she'd be chai of a carbon. On day 12. So avatam ishu midosechem. You should also be consistent. Im shivul ol tuma yishvul ol carbon. V'im lo shivul ol tuma lo yishvul ol carbon. Ela lahachmir v'lo ol hakel. Hachanami lahachmir v'lo ol hakel. Right. In other words, why are you making your potter from a carbon on such a case? Because really, you agree with your Beis Shammai that really it's a suffix. So you're not going to make her bring a carbon. That you're not going to do. So what's the difference the night before? What's the difference if day 11 is a Monday? So what's the difference Monday night or Tuesday morning? No difference. Right? That's the end of the story. For now. Amar Rav Huna. All of a sudden, Rav Huna comes up with this unbelievable chumrah that we spent the whole Masechta not having this chumrah. Amar Rav Huna. Mishkava umoshava shebesheni. Beis Shammai mitamen. B'sheni means the Shomeris Yom day. So for example, a woman sees on day 6. Now she's counting on day 7. What's the story day 7? She doesn't see any Dam on day 7. She doesn't see anything. She's counting. The Torah says to count. She's a good girl. And she's waiting. She's checked and see. She can do bedika, go to mikvah. Everything she's going to make sure. Says Rav Huna, anything she touches has to go to the mikvah.
Afal Pisha Tavla, even though she goes to the mikvah herself, Afal Pisha Lo Rasa, even though she doesn't see anything. What kind of chumra is that? My time of why? Kevin de Ilu Chazya. If she would have seen Mitama, then whatever she touched would be Tamei. Why? Because that's called a Zava Katana. Right? If she saw on day 6, and then she saw again on day 7, it's also a Zava Katana. Hashtanami. Hashtanami Mitamiya. So everything's Tamei anyway. Very unbelievable chumra. Amar B'Yosef. Bayan Kamash Malan. That's old news. You think it's a Shechum Ravuna? You think it's out Chumring us? That's old news. The Mishnah said that. Why would the Mishnah say? Tamid Tanina. The Mishnah said it. Tavla Yom Shal Achrav. She went to the mikvah on day 12. Veshimsha is Besa. Then she went home and went with her husband. Viacha Kachwasa. And then she saw Dam. Beshame Omrim. Metamis Mishchavas Umashavas Abaturman Akarvin. Anything she touches is Tamei. That's old news, babe. That's old news, Ravuna. Amr of a Kahana. No. Rasa shiny. Over there she saw. You can't compare a case where she saw and on day 7 where she didn't see. Amr of Yosef. V'chi Rasa. There's a hard line over here. V'chi Rasa. And even if she did see, my have it. Big deal. Re'iyah denidahi. It's a re'iyah of a nida. Why is it a re'iyah of a nida? Because it's day 12. There's no such thing as a zav on day 12. So what happened? The 7 days of Nida begin. That's not even the same anyway. Right? Not even the same anyway. So therefore what?
Never makes no difference.
So Rav Kahana had a kasha. Rav Huna made a chumrah. Then Rav Yosef said, that's not a chumrah. The Mishnah says that. Says Rav Kahana, the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, that if on day 12 is all, but she saw. So that's not the same thing at all. So if Kahana answers back, right? I'm sorry, so if Yosef answers back, no, I do think it's the Mishnah. I do think this is old news. Why? It's the re'iyah of a nida. Therefore what?
It's
right?
To do with re'iyah of
a
zimra. Yesterday was a re'iyah of a zimra.
Right, so therefore,
there's a difference if you see the Damasi because there are no more Rias of
Okay. So, 1 second. So is it in the Mishnah or it's not in the Mishnah?
It's in the Mishnah.
So it's in the Mishnah. Right. It's in the Mishnah.
It's relevant whether or not he sees the next day.
Right. So Amaleh Bailer of Yosef, Rav Kahana, Hachi Kakashali. Now, this is what Kahana's Kasha was. This is what his Kasha really was. I understand if there's a Re'iyah, the Gazrin and Re'iyah, the Nida, Atu Re'iyah, the Zava. So fine. So on day 12, you want to call it now day 1 of Nida? Call it whatever you want. There's still a Re'iyah here. So you want to make a Re'iyah of the Nida, Atu Re'iyah, the Zava? I hear that. Well, at the end of the day, whatever day it is, whatever you want to call it, she still saw Dam. So you want to say that it's really day 12, and the thing is day 12, we'll make up for day 12, it's really day 1. Call it whatever you want. At the end of the day, she saw that. Elahecha, Lo Rasa, my Nigzava. Here, she didn't see anything. What kind of Xer is this? You're making Xer on day 7 where she didn't see anything? What kind of Xer is that? The Ode, also, it's not even true. We're going to quote a long thing now where Beishamai doesn't even hold of this. Beishamai does not hold that on the Shomer's Yom Day, anything that happens is Tomei, even if there's no Dam. He doesn't even hold that. The Ode, Knan, there's a Mishnah. Haro Re'iyah Achas Shel Zov. Let's say a woman sees the Re'iyah of Zav. So Beishamai Omrim, Kishomer is Yom Kineged Yom. Right? The second day, in other words, she saw on day 6. So day 7, she has the status of Ushomer is Yom. A man. I'm sorry, a man. Haro Re'iyah Achas Shel Zov. A man sees one Re'iyah of a Zov. One Re'iyah. So what happens on day 1? What happens on day 2? So Beishamai Omrim, Kishomeret Yom Kineged Yom. The man has the status of like a Shomeret Yom. Ubeitil Omrim, no, Kibal Keri. Like a Balkeri. Right? We said that earlier in the Masechta. One Re'iyah of a Zav of a man is like a Balkeri. Which means the second day there's nothing to talk about. 1 day of Tumah. Beishamai Mumachmer. No, the second day it's like a Shomeret Yom. All right, so far so good. V'tanya, and we learn, Hamesit es Hari'iyah, and what if you moved that Ri'iyah? There was a Ri'iyah on a bed sheet. And you touched that bed sheet. Right? You touched it. So Beishami Omer, Tolin. Beishami says, a suffix now, what to do? Right? Tolin, you have to wait and see. Right? What does Tolin mean? So Rashi says, if we'll see a second time, that'll turn it into a Zav, a real Zav. And if not, nothing happens. V'imla, right? Rashi says, Im yachzer azav v'yira hayom shnayim, nimsa zav gomel l'mafreya. And if not, not. Now, according to...
Just
for two? What? Yeah, by a man, maybe three, but it could be over two... But it doesn't have to be 3 days.
Right.
It could be over 1 day or over 2 days, I think. So you hear what's going on? What does Bishamai say? Has the status of a shomer as yom, and you have to wait and see. Rav Huna said that a status of a shomer as yom is tam.
This is a zav and a zav are exactly identical.
So that's exactly what Bishamai said. Bishamai said a 1 day zav has the din of a shomer as yom. Now what's that din? According to Rav Huna, tamei. Bishamai says in black and white, tolim. Very different. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Now we're going to finish off this whole long thing. Ubeis Hillel mitarin. Beis Hillel says, nah, it's completely tar. Why? Has the status of a balkeri. No such thing as a keri on day two. No such thing. Mishkavos umoshavos. What about anything that was touched? Or anything she sat on? Right? Anything she sat on. Bein re'iya rishonel re'iya shnia. In between the first and the second. So Beis Shammai tolin. Ubeis Hillel mitarin. Nothing changes. Vikatoni Resha, Haroa Ri'iya Achat Shalzov, Beishame Om, Kishomeris Yom Kineged Yom, Alma, Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom, Libeishame, Tolin. Not Tumma, like Rav Huna said. Not true. So the Gemara answer is no. Lo Tema, don't say it means Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. No, that's not what it meant. That's not what he meant to say. That's what it says. That's not what he meant to say. Ela Ema, he meant to say Kiboel Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. Really, a shomer is yom kineged yom. Rav Huna is right. Anything he touches has the status of tumah. What's a zav who touched a zav that had one ri'iyah? What's he like on the second day? He's like a man that had relations with a shomer is yom. That's what he's like. What's a man that had relations with a shomer is yom like? That's tolin, right? That's a different status. A woman who's a shomer is yom. Anything she touches is tumah. Again, it's on day two. What about a man that had relations with a shomeris yom? That's tolin. Why is the halacha different for a man and a woman? Maishna ihi ihu. Why him? Lo matav mishkav umosha. There is no tumah. Umay, or it's tolin at least. Umayishna ihi the matamileis. How come by a woman we are matamileis? What's the difference? Why are you treating men and women differently? So ihu him delo shchichi badamim. This is such a thing as dam by a man. Lo shchicha. That's not a mess. A man's body not like that. Lo gazer be rabbana. They didn't make this very, very chum ridiculous gzeira. Ihi, but a woman, the shchichi badamim. This is very common. There are women that see at their irregular times all the time. All the time. Therefore, gazer be rabbana. Therefore, they made a gzeira. That what? That on day seven, which is a shemeres yom day, everything she touches becomes tummy. Why? Very common thing. So it's going to be very machmer. Now this question seems like it's the exact same question we just asked. Umayishna, what's the difference? Mishkav umoshav. Did anything she sits on or anything she lies on, dimitamule, she makes tummy. Umayishna boel, and how come the man, delomitamule? We didn't make any tummy by him. It's the exact same question. So the Mepharshim point out, we're asking over here, Rashi says this, the other than the tziv, what we're asking is at least, things he touches should be tameh. To get sitting on or lying on, that's what a chomer dikatoma by nida, anything she sits on. Forget sitting on chairs. What about anything he touches? Anything he touches, shouldn't it become tameh? So the Gemara answers, no. Mishka v'moshav d'shchiyach metamileh. Since anything a woman sits, that's very... Nobody can go by a day without sitting on something. You can't have such a thing. You can't go by a day without sitting on something. Boel. How many times is a man going to be boil his shomeres yom wife? That's not too common. So when it happens, there's no gzera of tumah on the man. Okay? Good? Good. Sanan. Then our Mishnah said like this. Tavla yom shala acharav v'shimsha. If she went to the mikvah on day 12, then she went to the mikvah on day 12. Yeah. V'shimsha. Harei zeh tarbuz ra. That's a bad scene. Right? That's not right. Ma gonna be lasan tuluyin. Anything the husband touched is hanging. So my law of divri akolhi, isn't that everybody? Which would mean it's a kasha on Bishamai. So it's low, Beit Hillel, it's only Beit Hillel. The Tanya, as a matter of fact, Amalehem Rebbe Huda Beit Hillel. But Rebbe Huda turns to Beit Hillel and says, V'chiluzuatim korin tarbetz ra. That's a tarbetz ra. V'loholonis chavin zeh el lebolas anida. All he wanted to do was be bol anida. Nida sol kadaitach, that's pretty bad. No. Lebolas hazava. All he wanted to do was be bol hazava. Zava sol kadaitach, that's also pretty bad. Now, ela ema libol shomeres yom kineged yom. All he did was want to be on day 12. That's bad? Yeah, that's bad. Right? Okay, now, Itmar. Now, what about day 10? What about day 10?
So why is day 12 worse than day 9?
It's not worse. It's easier. All we say is, you shouldn't have done that. You're too, right? You're a gargoyle. You're very interested in being with your wife. You should wait the end of the day. No carbon. No aveira really. Just it's an hashkafa issue.
Day
9? Because 9 could be 9, 10, 11. You could turn into a Zava Gadola. That's why it's different. You could. Day 11 is impossible. What about day 10? It's also impossible. So, Itmar. Asiri. What about day 10? Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Asiri Katishi. No. Day 10 is like day 9. Ma Tishi Boy Shimur. Afasiri Boy Shimur. On day 11, we hold like Basilo. Day 11, I'll give it to you. Not day 10. Rish Lakish Amar, no, Asiri Ka Achad Asar. Day 10, so just like day 11. My Achad Asar Lo Boy Shimur, Afasiri Lo Boy Shimur.
It could never be a Zav
Gadola. There's no dinner on 10 either. The funny thing is that on day 10, you can have Shemer Zim on day 11. See, Rish Lakish's opinion needs a Hezber.
But if you're not...
Yeah. So there's no show marriage yom on day 11. Why not? Because it can't turn into a gedola. So what? It still could be a katana. You need the hezber.
But you hear what I'm saying?
Ikad demafni la'aha. Others explained it as follows. We once had that when somebody brings a carbon toda, there's a special din that you bring half the amount of oil that you normally bring. Why? So Rabbi Akiva says, because it's learned out of a mir from the pasuk. It says bashemen, bashemen. So he makes him he reduces the oil for a carbon toda. Very good. So Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says to Rabbi Akiva, afilu atemar ben bashemen bashemen kol yom kulo. Even if you're going to be busy with all these extra words of bashemen to get your opinion that there's less oil by a carbon toda, any shomeyalach, I'm not going to listen to you. Ella chatzi log shemen latoda. The fact that there's a half a log for a toda instead of a full log, or revias yayin lenazir, or the fact that a nazir has to drink a revias of wine, the achar asayom shebeinida lenida, or the 11 days of beinida lenida, halacha lemoshe mitzinai. There's no psukim for this. There's no psukim for this. By the way, every shear is halacha lemoshe mitzinai. How do you know that a bas mitzvah is at 12 and a bar mitzvah is at 13? It's halacha lemoshe mitzinai.
There might be a smachtas around the.
Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to Rabbi Akiva, not such thing as psukim. Not psukim. It's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Now, what did he mean when he said the 11 days? Right, the log shemen not our issue. The nazir is not our issue. What's our issue? The 11 days. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. So, what did he mean by that? So, my halacha, what halacha is it? Like what? So, I would have said the fact that there's 11. Where the number 11 come from? Who made up that number? Right? The answer is halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Right? There's no rhyme or reason for that number, 11. Rabbi Yochanan Amar halacha yud aleph. Yeah, the halacha of 11. Rish Lakish Amar halachos achar asar. No. There's two things we learned out. Two halachas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Halacha Achad Asar. Achad Asar Hu Delo Boy Shimur. Day 11 doesn't require any Shimur, like Basil said. Ha'ach Rini Avid Shimur. But every other day, including day 10, does require Shimur. Right? This is a fundamental question that you could ask is, how could you have a machlokas on a halacha l'moshe m'sinai? It's a pretty unusual thing. It's a pretty impossible thing to have. Right?
It wasn't
what?
It wasn't Masorah.
What do you mean? There's no, you can't have a machlokas on a halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
Why? You know that there's a concept. You don't know how to
differ. How many times do you have a concept? Comes up and he asks a question and the other person asks halacha l'moshe m'sinai?
But then he goes back and argues on it?
No. If he asked that question, it means he didn't know the answer in the first place.
Right.
Stop the answer once he said the halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
It's a whole number of days.
And he didn't know about it until then.
Right, but Rish Lakish, look at the Rish Lakish, Amar. Halachos achad asar. Really, halachos. Two things. First of all, lo achad asar boy shimur. Day 11 doesn't require shimur. The lo shimur la asiri have it. There's also no shimur for day 10. So one second. That's two halachos. So Rabbi Yochanan argues on a halacha l'moshe m'sinai?
No, he's not arguing. He's just introducing a second one.
So where'd that come from? No, he is arguing because he holds on day 10 there isn't Shomer Zion. So you want to say what Stewie said? It's like a Gzera Shavu. We said the words were given for you. Which words, right? Or which halachas? That's it. It could be up to you. Like I don't know if there's a rule like that, but halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
That's a stop conversation issue. If one guy says halacha l'moshe m'sinai, then we stop the discussion.
Exactly.
So we said it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Oh, it's for one halacha. The other said, no, what are you talking about? It's for two.
Right. Okay.
So two separate halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
Right. Right. Okay. It's not right. It's not such a kasha. Also, the Rambam has there are five types of halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Right. So what? So somebody says you cannot. Nobody disputes, right, that, for example, tefillin has to be black, or square. All these things are halachos. Nobody argues on them. Even the tzedukim didn't argue on that, right? The tefillin also were, I guess, allegedly they were black and they were square, right? They just were put in between the eyes. That's all. Okay. 1 second. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hani halachos ninu? Are these really halachos? Hani kroy ninu. These are actually psukim. The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa. Now we know, we've been learning this the entire Masechta. Anida, as opposed to a Zava, the minute she, if she's during her days of Nida, the minute she has one Re'iyah, she has to count 7 days. They don't even have to be clean, by the way. She has to count 7 days. A Zava requires 3 days of unclean in order to count 7 clean. So who made up that rule? Maybe Anida also requires 3 days. Right? The Tanya, Yachal, I would think, Haroe Gimel Yamim, Betchilas Nida, Ritzufim, that if someone sees 3 days during her Yedei Mei Nida, Tehei Zava, that turns her into a Zava, and then what? In other words, anytime you have 3 unclean days, you become a Zava, which requires Shiva Nikiyah. Now, there's no rule like that. There is no rule like that. Says the guy, I would have thought there's such a rule. Umani Mekayim, then what do I do with the pasuk that says, Isha ki tihye zava dam yihye zovo, which implies that it's only during yimei zava. That would have been b'ro yom echad. That would have been b'ro yom echad. Talmud lomar, therefore it says, Talmud lomar, below eis nidasa. Now, the 3 days is not during her times of nida. Samuch l'nidasa, when it's near the nida. Samuch, next to. Meaning, day one, I'm sorry, not day one. Day 9, 10, and 11, right near the day Nida. Nida would be the next day. That's when you can have a Nida. All right? So we'll stop here. We'll stop here, and maybe Michael will have to go back a little bit. I believe Michael's giving tomorrow. That's the last, that's how we left it last, to me and him. So hopefully we'll start on time. We'll finish about 6:30-ish, and then we'll have a special share from 6:30 to 7. By me. Given by me. A surprise share given by me. The only surprise is the topic. Nothing else is a surprise. I'm out of surprise.
Surprise introduction.
All right?
Except with you and not another...
Everyone have a very good day.